Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how a narcissist blames you for where they are in life, where we are in life, for holding us back, for keeping us from achieving our goals and our dreams and our deepest aspirations, for getting into the way of those delusions of grandeur that you see so much about when you're looking up narcissism and narcissistic personality disorder. So one of the main things that, like I said, I have delusions of grandeur. Most narcissistic people have delusions of grandeur where we think we deserve more, where we think we are just the top upper echelon of the human race, and we just are the best of the best of the best. Smartest, best looking, most money, blah, 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 this. Most athletic, best actors, best everything. And we have these delusions of grandeur. We want everybody to know that in some way, shape, or form. We have these huge, outrageously crazy goals in life that most people will never hit. That's where the delusions comes in. It's not the chase of success or the dream chasing. It's the delusions of grandeur. Like, here's my delusion. I want to be a world famous actor. I want to be on set with The Rock and, you know, Kevin Hart. I want to be on the set with all these famous people, these cool people, because I feel like in my brain, I just deserve to be there. Have I had the acting training to be there yet? No. Does my resume look like it needs to be there? No. But I feel like just deep down, I deserve to be there. So I want to be there. Can it eventually happen? Possibly. You know, in my mind, possibly it can happen. Yeah, it should happen. You know? But that's the delusion. That's where the delusion kicks in. I feel like I'm supposed to be there without the effort, without the work, without putting in the time, effort, and energy into doing it. You know what I mean? So where we are right now, as a narcissist, like when you are the closest person to a narcissist, if we don't hit those goals and dreams, you will be blamed for it. If you are the significant other, if you are the husband or the wife of that narcissistic person, you will be blamed for holding that person back. You will be blamed for holding people back. You will be blamed for holding a narcissist back. You married me. I married you too early. That's why I couldn't hit my goals and dreams. You held me back. We had kids too early. That's why I couldn't hit my goals and dreams, because those kids held me back along with you. I need to start over. Discard the whole family. Man or woman, male or female. This is not just gender specific. This is not just a man or woman thing. This is both. This is either or. This is both. This is either or a both situation right here, which we're dealing with when it comes to this type of stuff right here. So, and so they will. My wife just walked in. Yeah, sorry. So they will just try to literally try to hold you back. Like they will blame you for holding us back. But here is the kicker. Here is the caveat that not a lot of people will talk about. Sometimes, even when we hit these astronomical goals and dreams, we won't be happy, and we will blame you for not being happy. We will blame you for not. We will blame, like the narcissist will blame you for, even though we hit this goal, it doesn't feel right because you are here. You're celebrating it with us. We should have hit it earlier. It's not enough. It didn't make me happy. I didn't get that feeling. And this is what my therapist, we talked about, we had this talk. I asked my therapist, I said, hey, therapist. I know I asked that. I was like, hey, so I'm like, is it really the delusions of grandeur if I'm actually hitting these goals? If I set a big goal, I want to make $20,000 in a month, $25,000 in a month, something like that. And I hit that goal. And I said, I hit these crazy goals. I said, I wanted to be on TV. I did it. I wanted to be a published model. I did it. I wanted to do this. I did it. I want to hit 1 million followers on TikTok. I did it. I want to hit 100,000 people on YouTube. I'm about to do it. I haven't did it yet. I'm about to do it. I said, is it really the delusions of grandeur if I hit these goals? She said, no, it's never. She said, with certain people, well, not with most, but most narcissistic people, but certain people are going to hit their goals regardless. But it's not, she's like, it's not the delusions of grandeur. It then becomes the delusions of fulfillment. The delusions of, that's the difference right there. Narcissists have the delusions of fulfillment. We think that if we hit this goal, if we hit this astronomical goal, if we hit this dream, we get to that dream goal or whatever, we hit that dream amount of money, that dream house, that dream significant other, that dream kid, that dream life, that we will actually be happy. And we're not. When we hit those goals and dreams, we don't get happy. It's the delusions of fulfillment. We think that hitting those goals is actually going to be happy. It's the actually the pursuit of happiness. That's what I think. That's why I always think my narcissistic personality disorder. And I feel like I can speak for a lot of people with narcissistic personality disorder, but it's never the delusions of grandeur. It's not really even the delusions of fulfillment. It's really the pursuit of happiness, like the Will Smith movie. Literally, that's what narcissists are. That's what we do. We are in the pursuit of happiness. So we set these huge goals and dreams and aspirations because we think that they're going to make us happy. We chase these goals and dreams to make us happy. And when a narcissist does it, when we hit that and we don't get happy, we get angry. We rage out. We lash out at people. Like, you just hit a goal. Why are you so upset? Because I'm not happy. It doesn't feel right because it doesn't feel the same. It's the pursuit of happiness for us. We are chasing happiness. We are chasing it. Like running after. We cannot catch it. We get jealous around. We get jealous of people that are content. We get jealous of people that are happy with their existence. We get jealous of people that are just happy in the moment. I can't be happy in the moment sometimes, y'all. I cannot be happy in the moment. It's frustrating as hell. Like, it's the pursuit of happiness, continuously running after these goals, these huge goals and dreams, because I think they're going to make me happy. The narcissist in your life thinks that it's going to make them happy, and it doesn't. And when it doesn't make them happy, they lash out at you. Because I don't feel right because you are here. I would be better off by myself or with somebody else to celebrate these goals and dreams. It's your fault I don't feel the way. But it's not really your fault. It's our own fault because our internal mindset, our internal dialogue is holding us back. When we get there, there's a moment of happiness. It's a brief moment of happiness. Like, I remember walking across the stage in my graduation from North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University, NCANT, Aggie Pride. And I got my degree. And I smiled. It's like, congratulations. I smiled. I was like, dang, I did it. 15 seconds later, I was like, okay, what's next? I'll go get my master's. I need to get a job. What's next? I didn't revel in the moment. I didn't celebrate because that was it. I was like, okay, I got to go. What's next? It's the pursuit of happiness, y'all. We are chasing it. We're chasing after it, and we can't get it. So a lot of times you might think that your narcissist is jealous of you, and because we are. You can be happy. You can be happy in the moment. You can experience that happiness and that joy that comes with it, with chasing your dreams and goals and getting it. Graduating, you can experience the happiness. You can hold on to it and you can cherish it. We can't do that. It's always what's next. It's always I want more. It's always I need more. That's how it is with us. It's never one single solitary thing that will make us happy. That's why narcissists need multiple people in our lives to make us happy. That's why narcissists need multiple streams of income, multiple jobs. Some of them just are happy being bums and living off of other people. That's a different story. That's for a different video right there. Stop dating bum-ass men and women that are living off of you. I understand that I'm not talking about stay-at-home moms or dads. I thought the bum asses that are living off of you and not contributing anything to your life. They're not taking care of the kids. They're not taking care of the house. They're just bumming off of you. They just got a debit card or a credit card with your name on it. Stop doing that because they're cute, because they clap the cheeks right. Stop doing that. It's pointless. We're wasting time, effort, and energy on people like that. Take back our power. So I'm still chasing happiness, y'all. But what I've learned to do in my life right now is to try to kind of transition that happiness, that chase of happiness, to try to be in the moment more. That's what my goal is for therapy, is to try to be in the moment more, try to enjoy and revel in the moment, to just stand on the beach and enjoy the scenery, enjoy the beach, the sand on my feet, the ocean, the breeze, my family there, as opposed to sitting at the beach thinking like, well, how do I make $100,000 a month? How do I become a millionaire? How do I get that Tesla I got my eye on? If you got a hookup on a Tesla, hit me or email me. If you got a hookup on a Tesla, email me. I want a Tesla. But that's a different story. But how? I'm trying to focus on the moment because I understand, therapists help me understand the fact that if I can't be happy, guess who I can make happy? My wife, my kids. I can contribute to their happiness. And then when they're happy and they smile, I get a brief moment of happiness as well. It's kind of like hitting my own goals. You know what I mean? Transition your goals. If you're a narcissist listening to this, transition your goals from trying to make yourself overwhelmingly happy to transition it to somebody, making somebody else around you happy, making your family and friends happy, making their lives more palatable and easier by making yourself easier to deal with, easier to cohabitate with, and things of that nature. I know I went on a rant, y'all. I felt like I got the Holy Spirit in me. Or was it the Jezebel spirit? I know how y'all be on here. Was it the Holy Spirit that hit me around the four minute mark? Or was it the Jezebel spirit that y'all say inhabits me? You let me know in the comment section. Was it Jezebel or was it Jesus? Was it Jesus or was it Jezebel? Y'all let me know. Anyways, y'all, I'm so thankful for y'all. We should hit 100K here in the next couple of weeks. I'm so thankful for y'all. I really, truly appreciate y'all. Like and share for more. Thank y'all so much. Mental Illness is out. Peace.